Hello and welcome to Elephate in the Room, Elephate's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Derek Carreview, and joining me in the room today is Sam Marsden, who's an SEO and content manager at DeepCrawl. He's also a speaker at Brighton SEO and is a columnist for SE Journal and The State of Digital. We have a fun little conversation where we find out about his hidden talent, whether or not he has accidentally sent somebody to the hospital, and whether he pronounces it GIF or if he pronounces it incorrectly. So you're going to want to find out about all that. So find yourself somewhere good to be, get yourself a cup of coffee, sit back and enjoy Elephate in the Room with Derek and Sam. Well, hello, Sam. Thanks for joining me here at Elephate in the Room. Could you explain to the audience who you are and what you do?
Okay, so I am SEO and content manager at DeepCrawl. Basically what I do is quite a lot of writing about SEO. So I'm quite often writing up John Mueller's Webmaster Hangouts. I also write up a lot of our webinars and just generally write a lot about SEO, and I've also started speaking over the past year. So I've been to quite a lot of different SEO conferences. Most recently, I've been speaking about dashboarding at Brighton SEO and Digital Zone in Istanbul. So that's kind of the main thing that I do, and I'm responsible for SEO on the DeepCrawl site as well.
All right, great. So we'll get into a couple of those things in more depth in a little bit. But at the beginning, we're going to go ahead and get to know you just a little bit better. All right. So our first question for today is, now I know you just got done with a move. Do you label your boxes when you pack?
No, I'm notoriously bad at this. So I've moved 10 times in the past 10 years, so all of my adult life, and I've not really gotten any better at it. So I just shove everything into bags, and then it's like it's just a lot of craziness on the other side. Should really learn to label that. That's quite a good idea.
Throwing that out there, sometimes it makes your life a little easier. All right. If you were to either use or create a slogan for your life, what would it be?
Probably say, just get it done. A lot of what I'm about is efficiency and just kind of getting on and doing things. So I'd say probably, yeah, it's all about taking action. Just, am I allowed to swear here?
Sure, we'll keep it out later.
Yeah, just get shit done. That's my slogan, I think.
All right. So that one works. What historical event would you go back in time to witness?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think maybe the creation of Stonehenge. That'd be quite cool to actually know how Stonehenge over here in the UK was made. Because I think there's like a lot of mystery around that. So would I be able to come back and tell everyone how it was made?
Sure.
I mean, that would be great. I could probably make a few bucks off of that, right?
I would certainly hope so, yeah.
We'll go with that.
All right, I like that one. If you created your own country, what would you call the money?
Probably something ridiculous like Wonga. So probably go... Yeah, we probably have a whole system around Wonga. We'll go with that.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means at all.
They're like a payday loan company over here, but there's just something like, I know it's quite an evil type of company, payday loans, but I think if everyone, I quite like the name Wonga. Yeah, almost sounds a bit Australian. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely slang for something you don't want to know what they're talking about. Yeah. What's the funniest prank that has ever been played on you?
Once when I was at university, it's like a really classic prank, but everyone in my floor, while I was, I was passed out. I'd had quite a heavy session of drinking the night before. And I was just absolutely KO'd. My flatmates, they came in and taped up everything in my room. It was quite disconcerting waking up to just having all of your possessions taped up. I thought I was in some sort of odd nightmare. So, yeah, that's probably the strangest prank, yeah.
And how long did it take to undo all that?
Oh, it was an absolute nightmare. So I was hungover, which is not a pleasant state to be in. I'm like the worst person with a hangover. I've got like no patience at all. So, yeah, it was my, I think... It's like my, what's the George Orwell novel? It's like Room 101, that I'm untaping all of my stuff. That was pretty horrific.
What is your hidden talent?
Oh, I'm really good at catching food in my mouth. So I've got a freakishly good ability. It's a great party trick to bust out. It's, seeing how far I can get away from the person throwing. Yeah, so... I think that's my hidden talent.
All right. How does one discover that particular talent?
I think I just got in a habit of throwing my food up in the air and seeing whether I could catch it in my mouth, and then just got someone else involved and kind of saw like how far away they could go and how like my kind of success rate. And it's just gotten better and better over the years. So, yeah.
All right. And do you have a particular partner in crime that you like to use?
No, the only requirement is that it has to be an underarm throw, because you get some people who they try and do an overarm throw and they like throw it at you quite viciously. I can't do it then. It has to be thrown under my terms, else it just doesn't work.
Okay. If I find that somebody whose hidden talent is throwing food at people, then...
we'd be the perfect match. We could probably go on tour.
Yeah. If you were sent to live on a space station for 3 months and were only allowed to bring 3 personal items with you, what would they be?
3 personal items. I'd probably have to have some sort of coffee. Then I'd probably have to have a book, like one of my favorite books, which would probably be Steve Tolt's Fraction of a Whole, which is just like, I've got quite a surreal sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And this book is just absolutely crazy and kind of is just my sense of humor down to a T. So I'd have to take that. And I don't know, probably like maybe a fidget spinner or something. Quite a fidgety person. So yeah, something like that.
All right. So you have a cup of coffee, a book, fidget spinner.
Yeah. Then I'd be happy. Like I could, how long would I have to be there for?
3 months.
3 months. All right. Okay. That'll probably keep me entertained for 3 months. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
So, what did I want to be? Probably a journalist. I'm quite good. See, I'm better at asking the questions rather than answering them. I'm like very interested in psychology and understanding people's behavior. So kind of some branch of journalism, like investigative journalism would be, was what I wanted to when I grew up. Didn't quite work out like that, but marketing's kind of linked, so yeah.
Yeah, not totally dissimilar. Thank you for that. And tell us about your journey to SEO. How did you get involved in this particular industry?
Okay, how far back do you want me to go? Right back to the beginning?
Sure. That's always a good place to start a story.
Well, it was back in August 1990. It was a dark, stormy night in the leafy suburb of Hertfordshire. And the people of the town gathered round to witness the birth of a marketing prodigy. And his name was Sam Marsden. His first words were actually canonicalization and pagination, actually. But yeah, that didn't actually happen. I started off studying psychology, and then went on to do cognitive neuroscience. I kind of got a bit bored of doing psychology. I all got a bit academic. Mm-hmm. So what I decided to do was pursue a career in marketing, which is kind of what
I was doing on the side at the time. I was working for an outdoors company called Countryside Ski and Climb. And there I was kind of optimizing an e-commerce site. From there, I went on to work at an iGaming company, and that was primarily SEO based. It was quite a small company, and I had like a free rein to teach myself about SEO. Managed to teach myself a lot just on the job from optimizing a network of affiliate sites. So yeah, I learned a lot there. I then moved agency side for a while, and it really wasn't for me. I didn't really enjoy some of the challenges of working with clients. So that didn't last too long. And then I decided to move in-house for a startup called Deepcrawl, which is where I've been for the past 18 months now. Yeah, it's just it's an environment that I'm much kind of better suited to, I think. And it's quite laid back and can pursue a lot of different projects, and it's quite flexible. So that's the kind of environment that works for me.
All right, great. And so as you said at the beginning, so you're SEO and content, you're a content manager at Deepcrawl, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We'll talk about more of your, let's say your writing and your speaking in a little bit. But before we get there, we're going to move on to our second round, which is a game of Have You Ever. If you would like to play the drinking game at home, of course you may. But we'll go ahead and get started here. Have you ever pretended to laugh at a joke that you didn't actually get?
Well, I can't think of a particular time, but there is that thing where if you ask someone to repeat something like two or three times, you just kind of go along with it so that something will move on. I never know how to deal with that properly. So probably more regularly than I'd like to admit.
Yeah, so that can be not quite getting a joke, but everybody else is laughing. And then there's also the, like you said, when you don't quite understand what somebody's saying, you just have to do the little ha and move on. Have you ever accidentally sent someone to the hospital?
No, that fortunately not. No, I don't think I have. I'm trying to remember it. Actually, no, I have. So I was out on a night out with a friend, and we started play fighting. And a bouncer at the bar we were at, he thought it was a proper fight. So he came over and kind of broke us apart. And then my friend didn't take too kindly to that. And he ended up put in this weird arm lock, which kind of like, I think tore ligaments or something, like it did some damage to him. So we ended up the rest of the night being in the local hospital. So yeah. But that was many years ago. That wasn't recently. That's not behavior that I'd indulge in now. But yeah, so I have accidentally sent someone to hospital. Yeah, indirectly.
Okay. Have you ever sent someone a present anonymously?
No, but I quite like that idea. No, you see, I think I probably want the credit for it. Yeah. I have actually thought as a weird birthday present for one of my closest friends, I quite like to send him a life-size cardboard cutout of me just to see his face when he received it. Just because it's the kind of thing that you couldn't really throw it in the bin, so you probably like have to put it up in your place, and yeah, you couldn't get rid of that, could you? So, yeah.
Not right away.
I think that's what I might do.
Have you ever eaten something on a dare?
Oh, yeah, I have. I feel like all of these stories are coming from back when I was at university. Like, it was a really troubling time. So I was once challenged to eat a dozen eggs. Mm-hmm. Not cooked eggs, raw eggs. And I managed it, but I was the sickest I think anyone's ever been. Like, I had rashes all over my skin after it. It was not worth it. That was quite, yeah. I'm having like PTSD. I'm having all these flashbacks.
I'm not going to say I spoke with your friends from university to ask these questions.
I kind of feel like we're going back to areas that, like, these are areas of my memory that I thought I'd locked away. I didn't even know they still existed.
I'm a professional. What can I say? Have you ever dressed as a woman or female character for a costume party?
No, I haven't. I have been told that I should and that I'd make a good woman, but no, I haven't as of yet.
So who told you would make a good woman?
Surprisingly, multiple people. I think, yeah, friends and then family. I don't know whether they're trying to, like, subtly suggest that I should be, should switch genders. I don't know. It's...
that may be something to investigate.
Thanks. So we're like venturing into my troubling past at university, and then we're talking about changing genders. Like, I think this is going to be a life changing conversation, Derek.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and we haven't even got to puberty yet. Have you ever lived in another country?
I have not, but I do enjoy traveling around, particularly with work and speaking at various conferences. It's really enjoyed visiting different countries. And actually, from Saturday, I'm going to be traveling around Thailand and Vietnam for 3 weeks. So, yeah, I'm hoping to go on a journey of spiritual enlightenment and hopefully find out my true inner essence, or whatever you're meant to do. I don't know.
Okay.
So that'd be fun.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Have you ever won a trophy?
I have. So I used to play football when I was a kid, but I was kind of like, I was consistent, but I was never like a kind of flashy sort of player. So the only thing that I ever won, apart from like participation trophies, was most improved player, which is like, to me, that's not even a trophy. It's like a real kick in the teeth. It's like, you've improved the most over the course of the year. You're not the best, but you've seen steady improvement. So yeah, that's thanks. Now we're bringing up childhood trauma. This all coming back.
And my work here is done. Okay. Have you ever left the house wearing two different shoes?
No, I think I'd have to be in quite a state to do that. No, I can't say I have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, your kindergarten teacher told me something different. No. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. That was a fun round. I hope you have a moment here to recover. Want to take just a moment here to see, hey, if you've been enjoying this podcast, you know what else you might like? Our newsletter. That's right. Elefate has a weekly newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. Please go to our website at www.elefate.com/contact. Of course, we are GDPR compliant. We just send you that great newsletter every week. So go ahead and sign up and you'll get updates about all the things we've done in the previous week. And of course, some previews to what's going to be coming up in the following week, and it looks fantastic. I think you'll enjoy it. So please sign up for the Elefate newsletter. And now back to Elefate in the Room. And I would like to talk a little bit about your writing. I noticed that you do a bit of writing for both State of Digital and the SE Journal. How did you get started with that?
I was introduced to the editors of both of those publications through my marketing director, Jen Hoffman. And so I came up with a few different ideas, saw what got their opinion and what they'd be interested in. And really, I've just kind of run with it. And the monthly deadlines, they can be quite stressful, but it kind of forces you to keep moving on and to keep thinking of fresh ideas, really. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know one of the columns that you wrote was about becoming a public speaker, despite being a bit of an introvert. What led you to the stage?
Yeah, so it was mainly because it was a requirement of the job that I wasn't aware of. So when I was interviewing for Deepcrawl, it was build very much like the writing side of things, optimizing the Deepcrawl site, that type of a thing. And then in the final interview, my then manager said, would you mind doing some speaking if we asked you about it? And in my head, I'm thinking, no, definitely not. I'd absolutely hate that. I'm someone that more often than not would choose to kind of be reading my favorite book or something like that, or kind of locked away. But what I said to him was, yeah, sure, why not? Because I was that far down the interview process that I thought, I just need to get, I know that I want this job. So I said yes and hoped that he'd forget about it. And as it transpired, he didn't forget about it. Within the first week, he was putting my name out to all of these different event organizers and saying that I've got a lot of interesting things to talk about. And yeah, I'd only just joined, so I didn't have a lot of things to talk about, but I've kind of grown into it. I didn't enjoy it to begin with, found it really tough, but it's something, yeah, I've grown into.
What's maybe the still the most difficult thing for you in regards to speaking in public?
So I would say it's telling an engaging story, but I think that's probably the starting point. You start with the story. It's more creating slides. Creating slides is like, it takes a lot of time. And some of the ones I come out with, I put a lot of effort into them, and yeah, it's just really time consuming.
I've seen Bartosz and I've seen Christian here sweat over their decks. So it's a lot of goes into that. So yeah.
And also, just before I go on stage, I have to kind of get myself in the right sort of state of mind. And that kind of involves, it's like I go to the bathroom and it's like that scene from 8 Mile, like looking in the mirror, trying to psych myself up. So yeah, that can be quite intense as well.
A little bit of mom spaghetti there for you.
Plenty of that, yeah.
Great. So thanks for sharing that. I know that's there's some people who that's just they love to get up there, and other people are kind of dragged up there eventually and still find their way around. So it's so you said you're going to be doing some events. So when's going to be the next time that you're up on stage?
So I've applied for a few different ones. I'm kind of waiting to hear back. One that I've got confirmed for next year is SMX Munich, which, if you haven't seen the lineup for that, it's like as good as a search conference can get. Like there are so many big names there that just looks absolutely immense. So I'm really pleased to be a part of that, and also talking about a subject in dashboarding, which I'm really kind of passionate about. That'll be the next one in April.
Good luck with that. Going well. So we're going to move on now to the third and final round, the Elevate Lightning Round. So you're going to be given choices. You can choose one. If you would like to elaborate a little bit, of course you may. If not, we'll just move on to the next one. Are you ready?
Sure, go for it.
Cups in the cupboard, right side up or upside down?
Oh, got to be right side up. It just doesn't seem right with them facing down. I don't know. There's just something not right about it.
Samuel L. Jackson or Sam Elliott?
Definitely Samuel L. Jackson. He's like a real badass. Yeah. Pulp Fiction all day. Yeah.
Okay. And now I know you you went to school in York. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did my master's up in York. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
All right. So Sarnie or Buddy?
Ooh, definitely Sarnie. Yeah, they're really good.
They're both sandwich, right? I was trying to find some slack. That's the same thing. All right. Bernie Marston or Jerry Marston?
I'll level with you. I don't know who either of those people are.
All right. So, yeah, Bernie Marston was the guitar player for Whitesnake, I believe, back in the 70s. And Jerry Marston was in Jerry and the Pacemakers. So,
okay. That's completely lost on me.
Yeah, I found so many people don't know all of the other people who have the same last name as them. It's very disappointing. So yeah. You have to study a little harder next time, I think.
No, I have to know my family lineage.
Cake or ice cream?
Oh, ice cream every time. Yeah, cake. I always find it's difficult with cake, because particularly with like birthdays, or if like somebody's put a lot of effort into it, you have to kind of pretend that you like it, especially when there's like too much icing, or you have to pretend that it's moist. Like I think there's a comedian who talks about the moistness of cake, and if you don't say a cake is moist within about 5 seconds, then the person who's made it starts to get offended. I don't know whether it's like a British thing, but it's so true. So you have to like, I feel like there's all this pretense around cake, whereas ice cream, it's just like, yeah, whatever. So we'll go with ice cream. Ben and Jerry's, cart door, all of them.
Okay, so that's good. I didn't realize that cake was such a stressful subject.
Oh, it's a big deal over here. It's very difficult to get right. Yeah.
So now we have two University of York alum. So either James Callis or Matthew Beard.
Again, I have no idea who these people are. I need to do my research into family lineage, my university's history. Yep. Like this, yeah. Can you give me some hints on who these people are?
Those were your freshman year roommates, and they wanted me to tell you that. No, anyway, they're both actors. The first one, he was in the, so James, I hope I'm saying his last name right, James Callis was in the Battlestar Galactica reboot. And
okay.
Matthew Beard was in English stuff I've never seen, but he was the only other actor I could find.
You just thought, oh, he's English. Sure, we'll probably know.
Yeah, I just assumed that.
We'll go with the Battlestar Galactica guy. He sounds like an interesting guy.
Yeah, he was. I think kind of the villain-ish. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always side with the villains. Yeah. Okay, then.
Poker or blackjack?
Ooh, I'd say probably poker. No, actually blackjack. I'm awful at poker. I just tend to go all in very early on. I don't have the patience for it. It's just the tendency for me to bluff is too high, so I just kind of go all in early on and kind of, yeah, I just want some sort of resolution very quickly. So yeah, it's often not a good strategy. Blackjack, I'm less impulsive, so we'll go with blackjack, and it's a bit easier.
So now again, these two choices happened in the city of York, so you may not know anything about them, but let's hope. So the Festival of Food and Drink or the Assize of Ale?
Oof, it's got to be ale. I'm a big beer drinker, so yeah, we'll go with the ale one.
Did you participate in either of these festivals that happened in the town that you went to the university?
No, I did not, but I did frequent a lot of different pubs in York. There's some great ones there. If you ever visit, it's got lots of kind of like real old style pubs which are worth visiting. So, including one called the House of Trembling Madness, which it's like this upstairs pub, and it's like really small. You have to go quite early to actually get a seat there, but it's a really nice, cozy old pub. So I'd really recommend it.
That is a name that would get me to at least check it out. That's for sure. I would definitely walk into the pub of Trembling Madness.
You actually have to go through a shop first and then upstairs. So it's a bit hidden away, and you kind of feel like you're going to some sort of secret drinking establishment.
That is now officially on my radar. All right, good. Thank you. GIF or JIF?
I know that I think it's officially GIF, but there's just like no one calls it that. It's GIF. Like anyone that says GIF, you just think, I don't know. But I'm trying not to swear here, Derek.
That is the correct answer. If you would have said GIF, I was going to delete this entire podcast. Funny or Die or Meme Generator?
Oh, Funny or Die. Their stuff's good.
Dijon, France or Munster, Germany? Both sister cities of York.
Ooh, probably go, you say Munster? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they'd have good beer there, right? Haven't been to either of those places, but yeah, definitely there for the beer.
Yeah, yeah. I one time I was in Germany and then went to France, so we were in Munich, where you get to have like the best beers in the world, and then we went to France where they just had these teeny tiny little beers. It was very shocking and upsetting, but you know, it was fun. Our final question in the Elephate Lightning Round: rolling in the deep or crawling back to you?
Just to be on brand, got to be crawling back to you.
All right.
Well, okay. Rolling in the deep. Adele's got a cracking voice. So, we'll stay on brand, crawling back to you.
Crawling back to you.
That might be the slogan on the next Deep Crawl t-shirt, maybe. So thanks for contributing to our marketing activities.
Yeah, I'm here to help. All right. I like it. So, and that's a good song. All right, so thank you very much. Before we wrap things up here, do you have any final thoughts or anything that you would like to promote?
Final thoughts? No, I just say, like, carry on living your life, I guess. And, as you mentioned earlier, I moved flat at the weekend, and the decoration is absolutely horrible there. It's got purple carpets and this horrible kind of textured floral wallpaper, and my landlord has said that he isn't going to change it, but if I want to change it, I can. My decoration skills aren't up to scratch, but if there are any painters and decorators out there who coincidentally have enjoyed any of the work that I put out there in terms of like the hangouts that I've written, maybe you could do me a favor while I'm away on holiday and maybe come to my flat and redecorate, so I can come back to a nice, freshly painted flat. If that sounds like a good idea for anyone, hit me up on Twitter. That would be absolutely amazing.
So look up Sam Marchton on Twitter and come over and paint his house. Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your day after a hectic weekend of moving. We really do appreciate it. Thank you. You have been listening to Elephate in the Room, hosted by Derek Caraview, produced by Christian A. Dumay, music by Giant Monsters on the Horizon. This podcast is a part of Elephate, the 2018 European Search Awards winner for Best Small SEO Agency. Follow Elephate on Twitter at ElephateSEO and on Facebook at Elephate. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.